episode 1976, When Good Is Not Enough.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. Can you believe it? It is Mindset Monday. It is time for you to get ready for a brand new week. Get your heart set. Get your mind ready and in gear. Because you know what? When good is not enough, what do you do? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Winston Churchill says this, "Sometimes doing your best is not good enough. Sometimes you must do what is required." Well, if that's true, then think about this. You are created for greatness. When good is not enough, how do you rise to the occasion? You know, life can be so challenging. There are days when you are burning the candles at both ends that you wonder if you'll ever get to where you want to go. As your dilemmas continue, it's easy to become disappointed with yourself. The internal dialogue sounds something like this. Well, if I can't do this, then how will I ever get to where I really want to be? I keep trying only to find myself in the same position. How unfair. Life is so unfair. Why do I always find myself right here? If life was so unfair, you actually might not be in the same place you are right now. Remember, fairness is relative. So instead of getting stuck on something that may or may not hold true, consider the facts. If you are created for greatness, then that requires more of you. And it's not just about playing good enough. You have to be willing to go the extra mile when good is not enough. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Go the extra mile. Don't give up on your goal just because. Come on. We do it all the time, don't we? You probably had a goal when you were little, growing up, and you gave up on that goal for whatever reason. If you could remember what that is, go back. Why did you give it up? Most of the time, we buy into our own excuses or we believe what somebody else said. We let somebody else kind of control what our next steps might be. When you go the extra mile, what are you doing? You got to take one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. So if you're going to go that extra mile because you are created for greatness, what does it look like? Number one, you have to show up. You have to be willing to do the work. Just because it's Monday doesn't mean you get to sleep and do whatever you want to do. Just because it's Tuesday, just because it's Wednesday, just because it's Thursday, keep going and keep going throughout the week. Pretty soon, guess what? Fast forward and it's 6 months later. Fast forward, it's 1 year. Fast forward, it's 3 years. Fast forward, it's 5 years. And now you're like, oh my gosh, where did the time go? Where did it go? The time is consistent. The problem is we are not. Oh, I know that got you this morning. I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm really not sorry. Because you see, when you're created for greatness, that means you have to go the extra mile. There is more that's required of you. So you got to show up. You can't live up to your excuses. Yeah. I know we're really good at it. I know I'm really good at it. When I'm tired, when I'm frustrated, when I can't figure something out, oh man, do I buy in 100%? I just can't do this. I can't figure it out. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. I don't have the time. You name it, I buy into it. But since you're created for greatness, you have to show up. You have to be willing to do the hard stuff, the hard work. Number two, after you show up, you have to reach up. This is where you do what is required. Now, some of us are like, oh, I don't like this requirement thing. Well, let's take something that is so simple. When you become a parent, You just can't turn around and say, okay, can you stuff that kid back inside because I'm so done. You might be done 20 times in one day, 5,000 times in one year. But you just can't say, okay, I'm done, throw your hands up and walk away. It doesn't work that way, right? This is where you do what is required. You got to be a parent. You got to take care of that child. You have responsibilities. So you got to reach up. You've got to go beyond. So what is required of you when you're talking about your goal, when you're talking about your dream? I know I use a lot of examples when it comes to writing books. Well, a lot of people want to be authors, and it's an awesome thing to do. But people are like, oh, I can't be an author. I don't have time to sit down and write a book. The question is, are you writing? Like, literally, are you writing? Some people look at me and they're like, well, Christiane, are you an author? And I'm like, well, yeah, I am. They're like, well, where's your book? I said, I don't have a book, but look what I do every single day. I'm writing. Oh, and by the way, it's audio version too. I've got audio and writing. Whew, I'm ahead of the game. But it's not in the normal fashion of what we call a book, is it? No, it's not. But I'm still doing something that's still what? Moving me forward, which is going to help me in the long run. I probably right now have close to 8 to 9 books written. Will I write a book sometime? Oh, I'll probably write many. But that hasn't been my focus so far. My focus right now has been the podcast. Really working to love on the family that God has given me. You. And then secondly, it's AIM. It's the AIM Academy. Action Ignites Motivation. That's coming up around the corner. That's the next focus. And then there's a few other surprises along the way. And some of them are like, really, to me, I'm sitting here going, oh, Lord, this is not going to be good. Why are you wanting me to look into this? Why am I going this direction? I'm thinking, how can I do it? I don't know. But you see, I have to show up. And then I have to reach up. I got to do what's required. And finally, number three, I have to step up. You got to go for broke. It's being what? All in. You know, I've got some big dreams. And better yet, God has some bigger dreams for you. And that should just make your heart sing. You should want to shout it from your rooftop. Go to the tallest hill or mountain near you and say, look what God is going to do in my life. Step up. Go all in. Now you're like, Christiane, this sounds great, but you don't understand my life. Man, I get tired. Oh boy, do I know what tired is. Let me just tell you what tired is. This weekend was a very long weekend. Let's say basically I spent it outside Saturday and Sunday, all day, working on my backyard patio, which is a good size. It's not honking huge, but there's a lot of stuff to take care of. And we were power washing the entire patio deck. And then we were sealing it. Let's just say I went through a lot of sealer. And we had to do it because, you see, rain is moving in today and tomorrow. And it's important that we get it done, at least initially. We still have a lot more left to do. We have the whole front part of the house to do, where the driveway is and everything. And if we don't take care of this aggregate, well, it's going to fall apart. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically like concrete, right? It's this stuff that you've got to put the sealer on it in order to protect it from when you drive on it, when you walk on it, when you play on it, when there's rain, when there's salt. We don't really get a lot of snow, but when we do, obviously, we've got to take care of it. So it's just a way of things that, you know, you just got to do what you got to do, right? And so we're out there all weekend. And then guess what? Here's the kicker. I even had to clean the gutters. Oh yeah, the rain is coming in. And we have absolutely beautiful trees along one side of our house. The west side of our house is nothing but gorgeous trees. The problem with that is that when the wind blows too hard, which doesn't happen all the time, But when it does, oh my goodness, the debris from these honking huge trees comes down on our house. And where do you think it goes? To the gutter. Now, some of it goes on the grass in the driveway. That's great if it goes there. But you see, then we have the rain, and then we have these trees that have these little pods and these little seeds, and it's almost like nets. And then we have all these squirrels, and I think they're adorable, but they make their squirrel nest way, way, way up high. And then all of a sudden they come down, and it's just a mess. It's a disaster. They end up sometimes on the ground, in my gutter. Anyway, I'm cleaning the gutters probably, and this is not exaggerating, like 4 times a year, minimum. And in fall, oh my goodness, sometimes it can be 2 or 3 times just for the fall. Well, we've had some crazy storms this spring. And so with all the fresh, you know, plants blooming and all of this stuff and the seed, the pods falling and, you know, this beauty arising, which is gorgeous, it also then requires a lot of work. Well, long story short of my very, very long weekend, because by the way, it was hot. It was 92 on Saturday, 94 to 96 on Sunday. The heat index on both days were beating over 100. It was hot. But that's the South for you, right? I can't complain because up north where we moved from just a little over 2 years ago, we didn't have hardly any trees. Oh, wait. We didn't have any trees that were really much taller than the roof of our house, and they were more evergreens. And they don't lose a whole lot of leaves, do they? No, they don't. So this is a whole new life for us. So in this long excursion of being out Saturday and Sunday, in the sun, in the heat, power washing. I mean, I was a mess. Talk about a mess. It was a mess, but the beauty, the difference, oh my gosh, gorgeous. Absolutely stunning. But on Saturday, I had to do the gutters. Now, I want to tell you this gutter story. So hang in here with me because it's a very important story that goes along with going the extra mile. We have a very interesting ecosystem down here. We have things that fall in the gutter and sometimes they like to hang around, and we have moss and things that grow very rapidly. And so our gutters have very interesting growth patterns to them. And so I was up in this one gutter area. And if you know what a gutter's like, right, you know how it holds things and, you know, you've got the trough, so to speak. I don't know if that's what you call it, but I'm going to call it a trough for now. But you have this trough, and then in order to hold the actual gutter up, you know, you have, I don't know, those extenders. We'll just call them an extender, right? And so usually it's screwed into your house and then it buckles down and it's adjusted. So depending upon the size of your gutter, maybe, you know, you'll have a couple holes that are extra. And so they're there and it's hung like this across your whole house, most of your house anyway, wherever the builder thought that it was appropriate that for drainage, et cetera, based on your roof and all, that it would make sense. So I'm up here cleaning the gutters over my garage, and it was so interesting because, believe it or not, I know you're going to just shake your head when I tell you this, we had little plants growing. I'm talking literally 1.5 inch size plants with beautiful green leaves growing. Now, they weren't huge, but if they're about 1.5 inches tall, and their leaves were probably about the size of like a pinky nail, if your nail was a little bit longer, okay? And I got to this one point in the gutter where the extender that, you know, is connected to the house and then also holds and supports the gutter was there. And there were these two holes that were not full. They were just empty. And I look, and there's this little green plant that had grown straight up through the hole. Are you serious? I just stood there on the ladder, the tippy, tippy, tippy top of the step of the ladder, because I'm short, so I have to go the very, very tippy top. And I'm sitting here looking here. I call down to my son. I said, son, you will not believe this. I said, this little plant, and you can see some of these plants growing from our gutters. I mean, that's how high they are, okay? And we have a two-story house, so we have gutters that are a little bit higher. I do not go to those all the time, by the way, because that's a little too extra dangerous. And anyway, the way our roof and all that is set, so I have to bring people in to do that. But for the rest of the gutters, I do take care of. And so this area that I was on the side of the garage, I looked and I could not believe that this little plant had pushed its way, grown straight through this obstacle. I mean, this extender is huge. The circle was no bigger than like 2 centimeters, maybe. I mean, it's so small, so small. And it just poked itself out, clean through, and then like 4 or 5 leaves. I was amazed. Now, I'm on top of the ladder, and so I don't bring my phone up there, but this would have been a great time to take a picture. No one would believe that in my gutter, I have these cute little, I mean, you know, basically they're little seedling droppings. They don't do anything. You throw them away and it's gone. But because of our ecosystem and how things grow and what things do around here, we have these little trees growing in our gutters. It's crazy. But this one little tree found a way to make its way through this little tiny hole all the way straight up so it could reach up. It could begin to have more light where it needed to be. Is that what you're in search of? Are you trying to stay low on the ground? Or are you looking at your life as opportunities and not obstacles? There's a big difference. This little plant, okay, I don't know that I want to call it a plant, a weed, a little tree, whatever you want to call it. It was really cute. But growing up through that little hole, I looked at it and thought, so many of us have all this stuff wrapped around us and we never make time, find the time. We live in our excuses. And so we're just kind of drowning with all the other muck. But this little seedling says, no, I was created for greatness. I'm going to grow as tall as I can, and I'm going to reach the sky. Are you going to be that little tree today? Are you going to hunker down and show up so you can then reach up and then step up? You are created for more. This is the day to impact the world you touch. Don't settle in on your excuses. Do what is required because you're called to greatness. Good is not enough. You were created for more. So rise up. Get that heart pounding. And guess what? When you get a little waterlogged or you're a little off-centered, guess what? Lord willing, you have a brand new day coming. So when you fall, you just get back up. You show up. You reach up. You step up. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out today and catch your dream. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.